Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Manz AG conference call regarding the financial results 2019. At this time, all participants have been placed on a listen-only mode. The floor will be open for questions following the presentation. Let me now turn the floor over to your hosts, Mr. Martin Drasch and Mr. Manfred Hochleitner.
Thank you, Mr. Kulpers. Good morning to everybody. Here is Martin Drasch speaking. Welcome to our presentation for the 2019 figures, and also in this regard to give you a little bit an outlook for the different segments we have prepared for you. And also, therefore, in this critical situation, what we have with the corona pandemic, under these conditions, we try to give you an outlook, what we see so far, what is in front of us for 2020. Like usual, I will hand over now to Manfred Hochleitner to start with the financial figures. Manfred, please.
Yeah, thanks, Martin. Thanks, Martin. Also, a warm welcome from my side to our conference call here out of my home office in Munich, located due to the corona situation, not in the office, but in the home office. So let's have a quick look on the numbers 2019. The revenues were mainly driven by our segment electronics in the flat panel display business, and we see a shortfall of roughly 11% compared to the revenues of 2018. This was mainly due, as we informed you during the year 2019 already, due to the delays in the energy storage segment and the solar business. We have a strong increase of other operating income, which was mainly driven by subsidies which we received from the government in Taiwan and in Italy. Having a look at the material cost ratio, we ended up at roughly 62% in 2019 compared to 61% in 2018. So the material cost ratio was more or less stable compared to 2018. Due to the lower total operating performance, the personnel cost ratio went up to 27.6% compared to 23.5% in 2018. In absolute numbers, the increase was roughly 1.4 million euros, and this was mainly due to salary increases, which we had to make in 2019 to keep highly qualified personnel on board. This was mainly the case in our sites in Slovakia and Hungary, where we had to make significant salary increases in the double-digit percentage due to the highly competitive environment, which was the case at that time of the year in 2019 in these locations. The other operating expenses decreased significantly as part of the costs were now reclassified, as you all know, due to the changes in the IFRS to depreciation from other operating expenses, as we said, to the depreciation section of the P&L, and this led to this significant decrease of other operating expenses. Our joint venture in Taiwan, Talus, in the contract manufacturing business, did a very good job in 2019. So we see a huge contribution there of 8.8 million euros compared to a loss situation in 2018. Maybe you remember that in 2018, this joint venture was affected by a fire incident, and therefore we had a loss in 2018. But they did, as I said, a very good job in 2019 and made a nice contribution to our P&L there. So overall, we see that due to this high contribution of Talus and due to the impact of the IFRS 16, that the EBITDA was more or less on a constant level compared to 2018, and the EBITDA ratio went up slightly from 3.2% to now 3.6%. So this reclassification under IFRS 16 led now to an increase of the amortization and depreciation by roughly 4 million, as you see in our P&L. And finally, we ended up with an EBIT of minus 7.6 million euro. And this was mainly due, the negative number was mainly due to the delays of our segments ES and Solar, as I mentioned before, the shortfall in revenues, which could not be compensated by the other operating income, the increase there, and the higher share of profit of our joint venture Talus. But overall, the EBIT was in line with our reduced guidance, which we disclosed in the fourth quarter after we presented the Q3 numbers. Let's have a quick look now before Martin makes a deep dive on the segments, on the results of our different business areas. Solar, as you already said, was mainly impacted by the delay of the completion of the building in China. So we see a significant decrease in revenues compared to 2018, and therefore a slightly negative EBIT. Electronics went up in revenues, mainly due to this large flat panel display order for the big customer HKC in China. Nevertheless, we still see there a negative EBIT. This was mainly driven by higher costs of this large FPD order, as you mentioned already, at the end of Q3 last year. Energy storage, only a minor increase still there in 2019, mainly driven by the delay. Good news is, you will see this later on in our presentation, that the order intake really went up by end of 2019, but this was too late then to really have a significant contribution out of these new orders, which we received towards the end of 2019. Contract manufacturing, more or less stable, slightly lower revenues in 2019, mainly driven by some customers who have had problems internally and reduced the orders there. EBIT was on a very nice and healthy level there, mainly driven, as I already mentioned, by our joint venture in Taiwan in the contract manufacturing side. The service, a result where we are certainly not happy with, despite of the fact that the revenues are more or less on a stable level, we see a decrease in EBIT there. This was mainly due to a change in product mix. We had some machines under service going out of the service contracts, which had a very, very good margin there. And we have already started some measures internally to bring the EBIT on a reasonable level back again. So, and with all the machines which will be sent out in the next couple of months and years, of course, the machine population out there will increase, and we will see then again an increase in EBIT again. Having a look at the balance sheet, at least an overview here, we see that the EBIT, the equity ratio went down due to the negative result in 2019 and also due to the higher balance sheet total, which was driven by the IFRS 16 impact. So if we just for a moment remove this IFRS 16 impact, we would have ended up at an EBIT ratio of roughly 40%. The net working capital was roughly at the same level as 2018, whereas on the net debt side, we see an increase, which was very significant, from minus 7.7 to now 13.8 million euros. The main reason for that is that we use our bank lines in Taiwan mainly more than in 2018, and also the liquid funds went down by roughly 7 million euros compared to the end of 2018. So this was driven by the delay of order intake. But if we compare this number with the results on the net debt level, which we presented after the third quarter 2019, we reduced the net debt again from 39.5 million euros to now 13.9 million euros. So a significant decrease by more than 25 million euros. And this was also supported by the release of blocked funds as cash collaterals in an amount of roughly 14 million euros. And I would sincerely thank our credit insurance companies who helped us a lot here to release these blocked funds and to bring this over into available cash. This brings me now to the cash flow presentation. We see that the overall cash and cash equivalents went down by roughly 7 million euros, which was driven by the negative operating cash flow mainly. So two components there. It was the loss, which we achieved in 2019, and also a reduction and decrease of payables, which could only be partially compensated by a positive cash flow from investing activities. So The cash flow from investing activities includes also the release of our cash collaterals, which I mentioned before. And, of course, part of the negative operating activities, the cash flow there was compensated by a higher usage of credit lines, mainly, as I said, in our locations in Taiwan. So the cash flow from financing activities went up resulted in 10.3 million euros. So far, my quick overview over the numbers which we achieved in 2019, and I will hand now back to Martin for a deep dive on the segment status. Thank you so much so far.
Thank you, Manfred. We will start now with the more detailed information on the segment solar. As you have seen in the presentation of Manfred, we have lower revenues than compared to 2018 and also to our expectation we had beginning of 2019. As we several times stated in the course of the quarterly outcomes, that is, we have some delays in the building, mainly on the 6th Fab, but as well on the 6th Lab, which is in Beijing. The 6th Fab is in Chongqing, as the customer faced their really big problems to make this in time and as well in quality, and therefore we had a strong delay on the installation of the equipment, on the so-called move-in from our side, which then for sure postponed also the POC revenues we plan to generate in this business, and for sure this is the main reason why we are also not able to gain the necessary profit EBIT what we have planned so far. The building is, from an actual point of view, now so far finalized. Only some minor things needs to be done. We already started then last year in the end of the year and also beginning of this year with the installation and move-in of this equipment. And we made very good progress there so far. So nearly all the equipment is in. Some of the equipment is already hooked up. This means that it's already installed to the media piping and the thing, electrical wiring is... several things and machines already done. We already started to do the first commissioning in the areas of automation, so we made a very good progress, even better than we expected with our internal planning there. So we were ahead schedule, and then after the corona pandemic started in China so far, we needed to stop the complete installation, and that's also the situation what we have so far here, that we currently are not working on this site. We plan now how we can ramp up this again and how we can move forward with the installation to maybe hopefully do this soon, but therefore we have to wait how the crisis will develop here in Europe and how and when we will be able to restart the installation on site. On the Beijing side, the building is also not finalized yet, so we see here that the installation maybe can start in Q3 from our perspective as of today. So the pandemic, corona pandemic so far had no effect on our start of the installation there. We will follow up here with the customer how we can proceed then in the future with them and starting then also the installation in the same manner like we have done this in our site or in the site in Chongqing. Generally, the impact out of the corona epidemic here is quite huge, and we see this also reflected in the 2019 numbers, and we also reduced our forecast here a little bit regarding what we can foresee now that there will be further delay until we can restart the installation here. Our installation, which we had for this ladle scribing tool, we already delivered to a huge customer in the steel sector, is so far ongoing. Customer is starting here the installation. It's on his scope. And actually, we see no big impact from our side here for the final commissioning of this equipment in 2020. And I would like to step over to the segment electronics. You know that we have here already increased revenues compared to 2018. This was due to this big order in the display segment we won in 2018 and processed, started to process there, and was the main revenue bringer in 2019. We had some issues also with this customer end of the year as he stopped the installation and due to a shortfall of requests from display customers in 2019. We started also now here in China again the installation and commissioning. Some lines are already in production and already starting again to produce displays. We will also now support the customer with our Chinese team in our China structure, Asia structure, by finalizing this equipment, and we also are in negotiation with this customer regarding the additional cost we had due to this stop of the installation, and make also good progress there. As you can see, also the EBIT was impacted by this situation very much. Positively, also in our segment electronic devices, we achieved a great goal 2 weeks ago before we had to shut down the company here in Reutlingen, that we really were able to show to our customer in the cell contacting system area that all our equipment is working regarding the specification. So we produced the first modules for the customer, which are used then in the automotive industry and the e-mobility. This was a great success to do this in time. And also this is some positive impact we will have then in 2020, as these machines hopefully can then soon be delivered to the customer side, and we can start with the commissioning on site and hopefully start then the production like expected in the time schedule with our end customer. Then I would like to go over to energy storage. In energy storage, we had already in 2019 great plans, and we had also good perspective from our customers, like we explained also in the time between, that there was some postponements from these customers. We will see this afterwards in the outlook. We achieved some good order intakes in 2019 at the end of the year. We have a broad customer base here, which is requesting solutions and equipment from one side. But for sure, we also had to do some investments regarding other cell formats and other customer specifications coming up. So we did not reduce the manpower due to the shortfall on revenues. We invested here to be able then to really progress this ramp up, which we see clearly will come in 2020 with a start. So e-mobility is, from a customer perspective, still on a high priority, even with the Corona crisis. We get feedback from our customers that they will invest further and they will go on with the planned installation and equipment. And also from the offer side, we see still the same request with the same timelines, which we expected when we also did our prognosis for 2020. For sure, here we need to improve our EBIT situation, but with the orders we achieved now end of 2019 and we are already progressing, we see this will be absolutely achievable in 2020 without any further impact, hopefully, out of the Corona crisis. Then we would like to hand over to contract manufacturing. You have seen that the revenues are slightly below previous year's numbers, but we have a good development in the EBIT segment. We had here some customers which decided beginning and middle of the year to take out some orders into their own production, not to do this anymore with our contract manufacturing staff we have in the different areas in Slovakia, as well here in Reutlingen, or also now starting to do this contract manufacturing approach as well in Asia and China. And we are for sure also now working on to have further customers in these regions to increase the revenue on this side, but at the end of the day, the business is quite good. You know that we use this segment mainly to really have a base workload in our production facilities we have in the different areas of the world. We have 30 to 40% base load by contract manufacturing and then bringing the rest of the business out of these BUs, and this really works quite well. The workload in these different production shops in 2019 was quite good, and we have a further possibility to increase this then in 2020. Having a look on the service segment, here, like Manfred mentioned, we have a product mix which changed now, and for sure we also made the assumption in 2019 that already the installation of the CIGS business will be installed, and service plays a role here, because a lot of service is necessary to keep the lines up and running, and we made already offers there to our customers. But due to the postponement, there was then a shortfall for revenues, and for sure the business in China is under huge pressure. There are a lot of companies also stepping in, making service for our existing customers. This is also a pressure to the price, so we search for other solutions here. This is already ongoing, and for sure when then the six steps will be up and running, there will be also further increase of revenues and EBIT will be possible. Now coming to the outlook of 2020. As mentioned before, we have a very strange order situation here, so with higher order intake in the 2018 and reduced order intake with roughly about 68 million in 2019. This is from the one hand side, as you can see, driven by the solar. We had the expectation to receive a follow-up order in 2019, which was not possible at the end of the day as the installation was not going on and the customer reflected to us with a good first module and a good installation and seeing that the equipment is fulfilling what we have shown and described to the customer. He will have the intention to give us a second order. Due to this is not so far achieved, we also could not achieve a follow-up order. In the segment of electronics, we see a huge pressure, mainly in the area of display, that there is overcapacity now ongoing in the display equipment market. This we see also actually ongoing in this segment. We are working hard to reduce our prices and to be competitive with all the other players in the market and to get our part of this business. This looks also quite promising. We reduced our prices for the equipment of the display machines approximately of 25 to 30% by new engineering solutions and looking also quite positive that we can achieve the necessary order intake in 2020 to fulfill our planning. As said, in energy storage, we nearly doubled the order intake compared to 2018. This is due to good order intake end of 2019. And also, actually, we see a huge interest, like I explained in the segment already, from our customers still with Corona crisis. So far, we see no huge impact for the incoming orders. All offers we have placed on the market are ongoing. And we see that this can be really a big driver for the Manz AG in 2020 if there is no further huge impact, which will have another situation than at the end of the day. In contract manufacturing, as said, also a lower order intake as this is short-term business. So this is from outlook side, the business is very short. So we get the orders mainly in 6 to 8 weeks. We deliver the machines, so the order intake is quite similar to the revenues we generate, but also there is interest there. We see also in China, there is a huge interest from our customer side that they need to have such support from Manz AG, mainly in the semiconductor area. We see also interest that we can build up a similar model like we have in Slovakia as well in our entity in China. In service, like I said, we need to really get rid of this shortfall we have on the revenue side, but as well we need to really restructure our employee network here to become profitable. Again, this is ongoing and therefore we see also a quite good chance to turn around the numbers in a positive direction in 2020. Having a look on the order backlog, you can see that it's quite healthy from our point of view. We have nearly 170 million overall order backlog in 2019, end of the year. For sure, it's lower than in 2018, but this is also due to this order backlog we had out of this solar business. The positive thing is really that we could compensate nearly with 50% the shortfall in the backlog with new order intake in energy storage. And for sure, the development needs to be seen as maybe impacted by the Corona crisis. But so far, as I said, all ongoing offers we have with customers are not stopped. And we are working also with our departments in sales in the different business areas, 100%, even 120% with our customers, to really get the orders into our backlog as soon as possible. And so far, what I can say is, as of today, that this is not impacted so far, which is a very good sign for Manz AG. So then coming to the guidance of 2020. So we see for the guidance a slight to moderate increase in revenues compared to 2019. We also predict a positive EBITDA margin in the mid-single-digit percentage range and the EBIT margin in the low single-digit percentage range. For sure, this is currently assessable. Effects of the corona crisis are considered as far as we can see them and as far as we can balance them. We reflected this in this guidance, but really reliable assumptions about the future reactions of our customer, about possible further restrictions from the government, also including from a political area, can currently from our side not be made. Economic effects of the crisis on the group and the forecast can not be adequately terminated at the present time, and also the further development is constantly evaluated by the management board, that we will reflect this in the right way and really make the assumptions if we see any changes in the development here. So from my side so far, I will now hand over again to Mr. Klüster. If you have any questions, we are happy to answer them. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please press 9 and the star key on your telephone keypad. In case you wish to cancel your question, please press 9 and star again. Please press 9 and the star key now to state your question. And the first question comes from Zafa Rutzger from Pareto Securities. Go ahead, please.
Yes, good morning. Rutzger here from Pareto Securities. Thank you for taking my questions, gentlemen. Several questions, but I will start with the corona question. You have these partial shutdowns in Germany and in Italy currently. And do you see any disruptions on your supply chain and related risk to your operations from these shutdowns and maybe also from your suppliers? What are the risks or what could be the highest risk for your operations? And to mitigate all these risks, do you plan any cost-saving measures? I think about maybe short-term work. Is this also in consideration? What are the measures you would like to take to mitigate these impacts? And secondly, to Sola, you mentioned the current situation, but what it's an interest for me is the additional costs, the one-off costs related to the delays you had in the past, and I guess that these costs will further increase given the further delays. Is there any agreement with your customer or any, or at least, I would say, at least a signs of agreement with your customer how to handle these additional costs? Then continue with energy storage. A more general question, maybe you could provide us more insight about your cooperation with Shenzhen, Jinghe. What are exactly your advantages? What are you now, I would say, able to offer to your clients out of these corporations? What has improved in your competitive situation? And then finally, to your guidance. I mean, you have very decent revenue expectations in these segments, electronics and energy storage. Nevertheless, the EBIT targets in these segments seemed rather low, with balanced EBIT or single-digit EBIT margin, respectively. Any special things, or what are the reasons which we have to consider here? And then maybe finally, you can provide some insight on Q1, which is, yeah, almost at the end, the development so far in Q1. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Rutzger, for your questions. So I try to roll them up shortly. If I miss something, please request again. So shutdown. Yes, you are right. We shut down the company because the reason behind is that we have seen there was a huge uncertainty on our employees' level. They had a lot of issue at home with their family, how to arrange with school closes and all these things, that we find out that the efficiency was really low. So it was under 40 to 30% in the week before the shutdown. This then really led us to the decision to shut down. And the second reason why we did this is that we achieved really great success in the necessary goals with our customer project. So we achieved really a status where this was the next really good and clever step to stop this down and then to really consolidate, make clear plans. And we plan actually out of today to have a restart after Easter time. We have different measures in place already how this restart can look. For sure, this is depending on the next measures from the government, from the political situation, or even from the increase. But we will start then on different measures, and we also take into account short-term work. Actually, so far, we can compensate this shutdown we have actually with overtime hours and also old holidays from our customer, as well as our working accounts we have, which were quite positive because we had a really good order intake end of the year and we processed really on high speed these projects. From a supply chain side, therefore, we are not impacted actually because a lot of the material we needed was ordered before and already delivered. So we are in the main part of these orders. We are already in this phase that we really have the machines here on the floor and are in the commissioning and testing phase. We also take care of this one for future orders, that we put this into our contracts, that there, if there is any impact to our supply chain, that this is then not a big problem for months, and that the let's say time schedule is flexible for this one. Our operations in-house is so far also not affected from this in the future, because then they will go with these machines to our customer side as soon as this is possible. Overall, we think with the measure we have taken, which is, let's say, maybe not so common in Germany, that we completely shut down, we did exactly the right thing on the right time, because we now really have a calm situation in the company. Everybody is clearly structured what he has to do, can solve his private problems, and knows exactly what he has to do. So working packages, all the structure is prepared then for a real restart at after Easter. And we think we will restart stronger, and the time we lost maybe of 1 or 2 weeks in some projects, we will be able to pull this in and show them a good approach to our customers, that hopefully at the end of the day, if the crisis is not really getting bigger or the impact will be deeper, that we can then stick to the original timeline in our project so far. Then regarding your question to solar for the one-off cost, so far, as I said, it was only until Chinese New Year. We did a really good job. We also have here some let's say overtime hours from our team, which we are using exactly to bring this down in this time period where we cannot go on. Regarding the discussions for the claim, which I mentioned, we said with the customer, we are here in discussion with them, and we also see some good progress there. There are several let's say options on the table how we can overcome this situation. Finally, it's not done so far, as also our customer were completely impacted by the shutdown in China. But as soon as we are then able to start the discussions with them face to face, I think we will on short notice then reach an agreement, which will be also quite positive for the cost situation we face in the solar business on CIGS. Regarding your question on energy storage, you asked about the cooperation with Jinghe and the advantages there. We are able now with the competences Jinghe has, especially in the beginning of the process of the battery, so calendaring and these things, also formation in the back, to really be able to offer a complete production line to our end customers out of one hand, with the technology of MANZ and also the experience of Jinghe as a really experienced mass production equipment supplier in Asia, with a huge experience in that way, and also with a huge possibility to really react on short notice, so they can deliver equipment in 2 to 3 months, which is in the area of gigawatt hours. And this is what we see from our customers so far, a huge request to get things out of one hand, to really have them in these conditions that they are conform with the European Union's rules for CE certificates, such things, that we have a clear strategy on the data management for this equipment, that we can have a project management, install the equipment in this time and in the right quality. And with this approach, we can give this opportunity to our customer. And this is reflected actually quite positive from the two big customers we have addressed here with this approach in Europe. And as I said, they are short before placing the next orders for this equipment, and they have huge plans in the area of gigawatt hours. Regarding our prognosis and the low EBIT numbers, that's what I said so far. We reflected and put into our prognosis what we see so far, and for sure there will be an impact. We will try to reduce this impact with the different measures I already explained. The shutdown is one short-term work and such things, others for sure. Also, we'll try to get support from the government wherever possible if we can achieve this. This is what we are doing, but for sure we are a little bit conservative here in this direction, because nobody as of today can really state how this will go on, when it will stop, if it will be worse in 2 or 3 weeks, or we have the peak. And therefore, we have, let's say, a more conservative approach reflected in the prognosis, like we had maybe when we did the planning end of 2019 in our view. So hopefully this answers your questions. Yes. And for the Q1 outlook, which yes. was the final question. So we started quite well into the year. So what we see actually is that the numbers in the Q1 look really promising. We have not finalized completely the impacts and the situation which now happens in March. But so far we are quite positive for the Q1 and see this on a positive direction.
Okay, perfect. Thank you very much. All the best for you and stay healthy.
Yep, same to you. Thanks.
Thank you.
And the next question comes from Florian Feilschifter from MainFirst Bank. Please go ahead.
Hi. Hi, everyone. Thanks for taking my questions as well. And I would also ask them all at once. So my first question would be on what scenario you have based your guidance. So am I right thinking about you believe that after about 4 weeks, everything will start to go over to normal state? Is that about right? Then my second question would be about the 6 projects and by how much they are delayed by now. So is it 1 quarter, will it be 2 quarters? Then my third question would be about feedback you get from your customers in electronics in Asia, but also in Asia, your Asian customers in general. So do you see any potential of order delays here and the reluctancy in CapEx terms? Then my fourth question would be where do you see the biggest growth in energy storage and how the commitments looks like in the automotive industry, whether you get some indication here that they might think about delaying the electrification of their portfolio. And my fifth question would be about your revenue and profitability statement. So considering that you potentially, with your current guidance, will come out below the 300 million mark on revenues, which previously has been the level where you said you will be turned profitable. So how do you want to turn profitable even below 300 million euros in 2020? So that's my questions.
Thank you, Mr. Feischner. Regarding the scenario, I think I talked already a little bit what we see now. Yeah. From our point of view, like we plan actually is that we restart after Easter. And this restart is reflected, and as I also mentioned before, that we think that after this restart we will be stronger than like we would have not stopped the business over the Easter time and also this time on from now. And this is also reflected so far in our prognostics and in our outlook for 2020. If this will be worse or will be different or hopefully could also be better, actually I don't see it, to be very frankly, that we can start before Easter. But nevertheless, that's the plan we have and that's reflected. Regarding our CIGS or your CIGS questions, from our perspective, actually, we see additional delay due to the corona crisis between 4 and 6 months. This is now depending how China is reacting on their behavior, how difficult it will be for our European team to really come back to China and do our job. Actually, it's so far not possible. You notice there are no flights, and also you have to stay under quarantine for 14 days. You need to make tests. And this is, let's say, from actual point of view, a situation which we are not able to send over people. They stay then 14 days in a hotel room with 3 to 6 meters and wait 14 days then to restart the project. And on the other hand, also the situation in China needs really to calm down, and they need to restart all the installations there and do their business. What we will do is that we send from our local Asian team a small team to really check what is the situation on site, and then we will decide the next measures. For your question regarding the order delay, it's really like that. Like I mentioned, we are in continuous contact, even myself, with our big customers in that manner that we want to find out if there is any impact to the order intakes we plan. And as of now, I have talked to all our main customers, and they predict that they will go on like planned. Maybe there will be some delays of 1 or 2 weeks due to also from their side a more difficult situation, as also they have their teams in home office, which makes the discussions a little bit longer. But overall, for the planned orders we have as of today, I cannot say that we see here any huge delay, especially in the area of energy storage, which we are focusing actually. Regarding your question of the growth of ES, yes, that's mainly it's Europe which we are focusing here, and also a little bit the US. There it's for me a little bit more difficult in the US. I do not know how the reactions will be there, but in Europe we have a clear picture and we have clear feedback from our customers. Even with the end customers from the automotive industry, I'm in contact, and so far also their project, doesn't matter if it's the German automotive industry or even the European, French, whatever, doesn't matter. They completely stick to their plans, and also what I have seen so far, even some of them go to short-time work. The teams which are dedicated to drive the e-mobility in this area, they are completely 100% working, and even they put in more resources to take the chance to get this done, because this is actually the key. And I do not see also in the actual moment that the European Union will lower the CO2 penalties which are set up, and therefore the pressure for these companies is huge, and they are still going with 100% drive to get these things done. And there are a lot of things which needs to be solved and done. And our direct customers which will produce batteries and modules and packs and so on, also they state to me that they will go on in this direction. Regarding the measures and what we are doing, I think I can hand over to Manfred. He can explain to you a little bit more in detail what we are doing here to be profitable.
Yes. You're absolutely right. We have we expect a revenue level which is slightly or moderately higher than compared to what we achieved 2019. So, good question. How do you achieve profitability there? So the main driver, as you see also on our segment breakdown of our expectations 2020, is the energy storage segment. Given the higher revenue, of course, despite of the fact that the EBIT margin, the EBIT ratio, is still in the low single-digit percentage, the EBIT contribution as an absolute number is pretty high. So what are the measures there? We mentioned it, I think, many times before already, that we have different programs in place. One of the most important ones is our make or buy project. That means we clearly check for all components, machines, if it makes sense to build or design them internally, or even let it from outside engineering companies being designed, or if we buy complete machines and processes from outside and integrate it in our line. That's one approach to be more cost efficient. Of course, then we will not increase right now our personnel. We will have them at a stable level and have selected some high competent people also, which will join us there. So these are some different measures. Main measure, as I said, is the make or buy project. Another big contribution there is also the progress on our automotive business in the cell contacting system. So we see that also there we will work internally on follow-up orders, which is a contribution in 2020. And of course, we have also installed in the whole group a global design to cost approach. That means we see it now, by the way, very, very detailed in our location in Taiwan, that we clearly focus on bringing the cost of our machines down. So this is a change in design. It's a change to different suppliers to rethink the materials and components used in our machines. So this is also a main driver where we see that we can increase our profitability even under lower revenue expectations in 2020. So this is only a rough overview. There are a lot of more things going on in the background, a lot of smaller projects also, and approaches which will also help to increase margin and profitability in 2020. So I hope this short overview answers your question.
Sure. Yeah. Thanks. Thanks to the two of you for the answers to my questions. Yeah. Have a good day, and also from my side, stay healthy.
Thanks. You're welcome. You too. Thanks.
And the next question comes from Carsten Ildgen from Bankhaus Lampe. Please go ahead.
Yes. Good morning. Thank you. I would like to start with your guidance again. Or maybe it's your order backlog. You have an order backlog of 160. You're guiding for revenues more than 260. So you still require order intake of 100 million plus to make your guidance. How much of those orders will already be taken in Q1, and how much time do we have?
If this all, I would answer this question right away. Yes, you're right, 170 in all the backlog. So far in Q1, we achieved already nearly 50% as of today of this amount which is open to fulfill. This one, for sure, there are more things to come. As I said, we expect some further orders in the next weeks, which then will also improve the situation from the order backlog side. And for sure, also on the other hand, we are progressing, as I said to you, in 2020, in the beginning of the year, quite well. We used a lot of our hours and our staff to get this important project done, as well in the energy storage, electronic devices, but as well on the solar side, as we nearly finished there the complete installation. So also there are some revenues already used, but also the order intake so far is on a good way for the Q1.
At the moment, we have no further questions. If you would like to state another question, please press 9 and the star key on your telephone now. And there is a follow-up question from Mr. Ildgen. Please go ahead.
Yes, thanks. So thanks for answering my first question. I added quite a few more if we have time. So you just said you still require roughly 50% of this remaining 100 million, so you still require orders of 50 million to make your guidance. Where would you expect those orders to come from? Mostly energy storage, is that correct, or where would you expect them?
We expect them as well in the segment of energy storage, as this is really the business where we see actually the most interest and also the most pressure also from our customer side. But as we are working in this new market, automotive, since last year, also in the electronics area, also there we see a huge interest beside the other business, which is, let's say, our bread and butter business there with our laser equipment and machines there. Also there we see a huge interest in this direction. So it's a combination in these two businesses, so electronics, also from the display side for sure. We want to achieve their further orders, which we are actually offering with them. Even the conditions are a little bit more difficult there, but these are the main areas where we can achieve this missing order intake to fulfill our guidance in the first two quarters. Yeah. And also for contract manufacturing, like I said before, this order intake is on short notice. There we have no really orders which are on hand and we can then process in the next months. And also there we see also good interest from our existing customers. They are not stopping so far as they are in the semi area, and this is actually still on a huge interest, and there is still a good outlook, at least for the machines we have with our customer in this direction. So also in this direction, it looks not too bad.
Great. And then on energy storage, you're guiding for nice revenues this year, but the EBIT margin is still very low. So what's the reason for that?
As I said, this is huge bulk orders which are here in front of us. So we are talking here about gigawatt. And as you know, there are a lot of players in the market which make a lot of pressure to the price. What we are seeing now, and it's in the mass production area, so we're talking really about gigawatt scale, and there are also some risks in, and as we are, let's say, not too pushy in this direction, that we say, yes, we will do this on a high margin and everything, which is from today's perspective really not foreseeable. We are a little bit more conservative, besides that we see ourselves actually in a very good position with the cooperation we have in place, and also with the customer first test we made with our equipment and their cell designs, we are see us really in a good position. But there can be a lot of changes in this scale, which are at least also some risks which we reflected in this guidance.
Okay. And those competitors you see, those are from Asia, from Germany, European competitors?
About the gigawatt scale, we talk mainly about competitors which are coming out of mainland China. Want to make the business here in Europe. And as I said, we see us here in a good position, as also the subsidies play an important role here. And if you are not based in Europe, then you are not. We have no access to these subsidies, which really brings us to a leading position on these deliverables for this equipment here.
Moving on to contract manufacturing, you mentioned that your customer for the Slovakian site is going to walk away. Is that your traditional semiconductor customer you had?
No, it was a customer from another area. It was here out of the region in Baden-Württemberg, and he changed the scope of his business. So the business which was planned to be made in our contract manufacturing was given up. That was the reason, but this was already in the middle of 2019.
And is that the main reason why you expect revenues to be down that much this year?
Contract manufacturing? Yes, we are working with a lot of new customers and we are dealing with them, but you know, you need to see the bill of materials, you need to do the first test with them. And the decision can be very soon that they do the business and they shift this to our production facilities we have, but so far there is some things to be finished until we really can say, yes, this business will come. But we have a lot of opportunities. We have actually more than 5 or 6 opportunities which we are working on, but also due to the situation, it would be, let's say, too pushy if we say, yes, they will come and this will be 100% safe. So also here we are a little bit more conservative. We see the opportunities and we see that this can also be better, but we need to really wait until the crisis is over and also these customers made their final decision. But so far we are really working with them on this solution, and actually it looks quite good.
Great. Then you mentioned before that you had potential for some strategic optimization of your company. Is there any progress with that, or has that been?
No, we really reached already progress as with the upcoming crisis. We even accelerated and had already some measures, but and they will also show some effect in the first half year. And I think it's not the right point in time to talk about this in detail. I think we can give a little bit more an outlook here on our Q1 numbers about this subject. What about the outcome and even the impact of these measures then?
I have two remaining questions. First one would be on guidance again. Does your guidance include any claims that you do expect for solar and the display customer?
No.
And how much claims could that be which could come on top?
As I said, we are actually here in discussion with the with these related customers. I see it very positive, but also there, I said what we claimed to these customers. We will have different possibilities to have an outcome. This can be further orders they want to place with us. This can be cash. So actually, I will not give you here a clear statement for that one. I just see there is really a possibility that we get something, but in which manner this will happen, we need to wait some more few weeks to really get this done with the customers and have this really on the table with clear statements and also with clear contracts.
Okay, great. And then one final question, really. I think, in my view, what's put out today is your net cash position. That was really very good to see that in the current crisis, your balance sheet improved substantially from Q3 to Q4. You mentioned there's some 14 million release from cash collateral. Is that correct? Did I catch this number correctly? And what were the other effects and what were the details behind those collaterals, if you could add a little bit to this? That would be great.
Yes, we'll do. So maybe you remember that mainly for the big solar order, we had to provide guarantees and we had some cash collaterals for these guarantees, also for smaller guarantees. And we got a really great support from our credit insurance companies who supported us a lot there. And they helped us to get these cash collaterals released and agreed to avoid any new cash collaterals for new guarantees in the future. So this is made a transfer then on the balance sheet side out of this position from blocked cash now into the available cash. So this was the roughly 14 million. Aside from this, we had some other different impacts there in a positive way. Maybe you have already had a chance to look on our report there. You can see this very good in number 23, I think, but I can make a short deep dive there on the details. We see that the main reason was coming out of this release of blocked cash. We had a slight reduction of some receivables out of taxes, and another driver was also the reduction of the cost for obtaining a contract, so coming out of also of changes from IFRS. This was roughly 2 million on top of that. So these were the main drivers for this reduction of 35 million at the end of 2018 to now roughly 14 million at the end of 2019.
Okay, that's helpful and good to see again. Thanks a lot. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Most welcome.
You're welcome.
And we have another follow-up question from Mr. Rutzka. Please go ahead.
Yes, maybe just one follow-up on energy storage. Is it possible that you can provide us a breakdown of your order intake there in terms of customers, if you're willing so, and also in terms of volume?
I think we announced this already for the customers. We could name the order intake end of last year. So this was this huge customer we already addressed last year in America for our cell manufacturing business. And then we announced also the orders for this prismatic, this cell coin battery manufacturer, which placed a huge amount of orders also end of 2019 to 2 months. These are the main order intakes we have seen there in 2019.
Okay, so more or less two or three customers in total, right?
There are more small ones. Overall, the order intake is based on 13 customers so far, which we are processing, but 60 to 70% of the volume is coming from these two customers plus, but this is what happened in 2020 already, this order intake for this module order we received and announced from Akasol. In this direction, we published this also, and there is also a huge possibility for the future. They made this as a bulk order there, which some follow-up orders will come as they also plan to build up a next fab where they want to use the equipment in the U.S. from Manz AG. And also they're talking already about some throughput increase there so that we double the throughput in these lines. This is already actually in discussion when this will be released and finally officially ordered.
Okay, I understand. But this Akasol order is not included in these numbers in your presentation?
No, as this happened in 2020, these orders are not in.
Yeah, okay.
This will be then reflected in 2020 Q1.
Yeah, understand. Perfect. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
At the moment, there are no further questions, so let me hand back over to your host.
So then from my side, thank you very much. Some really interesting and I think also leading into the right direction questions you had so far. We hope that we can give you a good outlook for 2020, how we see it. For sure, it's under the condition that the crisis will end. And as I said, for us, this is planned that we will restart in some clear conditions after Eastern. The rest is for today not really foreseeable, and we will continuously really work on to reflect this and to make the balances in the board, how we have to react to the crisis. From our point of view so far, we think these were good measures we had in, and we see them also reflected positive from our customers. And as I said, we think after the crisis we will be strengthened and have the right capacity on board and the right strengths and also power from our employees to really get the things done in the right time. And hopefully we talk then middle of May regarding the Q1 numbers again with you, and then we have a much more predictable outlook to the future. I would like to wish all of you stay well, and hopefully healthy, and looking forward to see you then in the future. Sorry. Thanks a lot, and talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Thanks. And-